Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are live for WWE Battleground 2017 preview and predictions. This is the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast, episode number 72 for tonight, Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. I'm your host, Big T, right here with you guys. I am so pumped about doing this. I hope Battleground will give us something better than what SmackDown Live gave us tonight, because honestly, what SmackDown Live gave us was really subpar and nothing to be too excited about. But if you guys watch the show on a regular basis, you know how I do it. We kick off the show with Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III. He's going to bring us on into this Battleground preview and predictions, all that good stuff, and then I will have a guest on the show, and we're going to rock and roll this and have fun like only we can. So, what I want you guys to do right now is kick back, relax, and most of all, enjoy EC3, and I will talk to you guys in about 10 seconds or so. Enjoy EC3, everybody.
Well, this is EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big
T. All right, there you go, guys. We just heard from the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III. Absolutely awesome intro. Thank you for that, as always, EC3, my brother. That is awesome. And for you guys that are listening, maybe on iTunes, for you guys that are watching live on YouTube, make sure you like this video, comment on it, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You're listening on iTunes, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. It's free, and it will download to your device of choice whenever I do a brand new audio podcast. Can't beat that. And same thing on YouTube. Subscribe for free. Click the bell to get your notifications. You'll be notified whenever I go live for the best wrestling content on the internet today. So, yeah, we're definitely been rocking and rolling. We've had some great times. Great times. And, we're continuing it this week. And I might have a couple interviews coming, one on Wednesday and one on Thursday, but I'll keep you guys posted and let you know how everything goes. And Teddy's even in here saying two streams tonight. Yeah, brother, this is Battleground Preview Predictions. I'm your host, Big T. And we also got, look at the gang's all here. We got Sage and yo, we got yo. Capital P.
What's up? What up?
How's it going, guys?
Chillin', man. Let's get this Battleground underway.
Yeah, we're doing good, man.
Yeah, definitely pumping it away. And, hey, long time no talk, huh?
Yeah.
It's been far too long.
Yeah.
Nigga Leo? What? Sorry, we're watching some Pokemon battle on YouTube, and like some of these new Pokemon have like the weirdest names ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the video games, you're able to like nickname them, and some people, I mean, some of them are like their actual names, but some people actually nickname them.
Yeah.
And they're like retarded ass names. But anyways, yeah. This Sunday is Battleground 2017, which is a SmackDown Live exclusive pay-per-view, and we're going to give our previews and predictions on who we think is going to come out victorious this Sunday, and we kick it off with a pre-show match, which I didn't even know what was going on, but apparently Ty Dillinger is taking on Aiden English in a singles match in the pre-show.
Didn't even know they were feuding.
We didn't even know they were feuding. This is news to me.
Yeah, same here.
regardless, there's no way in hell I see Aiden English winning. I mean, this has got to be Ty Dillinger all the way.
Oh, yeah. It has to be. I mean, if they really screw this up, then they'd be crazy. I'm just trying to transition on my cell phone. That's what that was. But real quick about this, if they really cost Ty Dillinger, you know, if they really make Aiden English go over Ty Dillinger, that would be the most asinine thing ever. Ty Dillinger better win, and please start featuring him on SmackDown instead of the dark matches and the pre-show matches, for God's sakes. I'll be right back on my mobile phone, guys. Hold on 1 second.
No, I got it.
Look at that. That's not like gonna run through the whole game. Hmm? Yeah. No, it's not. It's hurt.
Oh, he's burned.
Yeah. She just hooked up his stats all day, man. She spent 2 seconds hooking up his stats.
I mean, that's just... I'm back now. I know I just get right back into it. But, you know, just the whole thing with these guys going at it, it's so asinine to me, bro. It really is. Like, why Ty Dillinger and Aiden English? Why? I mean, are they fighting over what they want on the menu on catering or something? I mean, please. Tell me why the fight.
Titus Catering isn't providing for SmackDown, so.
Yeah. They got some new caterers.
Titus Cater, it's not providing, so they're trying to go, you know, some sort of a route here, and hey, maybe this is it. Maybe since Ty Dillinger was, you know, doing the thing for Sonic Milkshakes, maybe WWE's like, hey, you know what? We want you to do catering. And then Ty Dillinger was like,
yo, who the hell is Evan?
Oh, hold on a second. But I'll tell you in a second. We got what was it in cater? Oh, Ty Dillinger on Sonic commercials. Basically, you know, doing his thing. And then next thing you know, Aiden English might have been like, hey, I want in on catering. And Ty Dillinger's like, bitch, you want in on catering, we're going to fight for it. I mean, something of that nature. But, no, what was I going to tell you guys? Yeah, I can see myself. You leaving it on or off? Oh. I was gonna tell you guys, Evan was one dude, I don't know if you ever saw him on any of the shows that, I did Sage before we got back on the podcast, but whenever it was summertime, he would check in and, give his thoughts on the product. He actually gave a pretty good, insight to it, and he just messaged me the other week asking me, you know, when he could come on, and I was thinking maybe previewing predictions would be a nice thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So that way we have someone else to add to the prediction, if you guys don't mind.
Bro, just show, man.
Yeah.
Evan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Evan? Good.
What's up, man?
I want you to meet Sage in capital P.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Yep.
Nothing much.
Sage and capital P now are my regular crew, Evan. I'm sure you noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
They're my regular guys now, and I know you come in whenever you're on break from school, so.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Where are you from, Evan?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit, cool. You're not too far from us.
Where are you guys from?
We're up in New York.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah. So you wanna keep talking about this Ty Dillinger stuff, or you wanna move on, T?
You gave your thoughts on
You want to give your insight on that, Evan?
Evan, you want to give your insight on Ty Dillinger and Aiden English?
Yeah, to be honest with you guys, I mean, obviously, there's really no point to this. There's not much of a storyline, so I guess Ty Dillinger should win. That's the only thing I can really think of, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, so, man.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know who the other guy was. I totally told him. I know the group, but I just don't know his name.
Honestly, we didn't even know they were feuding, bro. Like, it took me reading this card to find out, oh, shit, he actually has a feud? Like, he has a match? Really? It's like, that's how poorly they've been fucking using not only Dillinger, but English as well. Like, ever since they broke up, the Vaudevillains, like, he's been, like, literally, like, he's replaced Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, actually, because now Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are actually on TV now. Like, this dude isn't even on TV anymore.
Definitely right about that.
Yeah, man, but let's move on, because that's the pre-show match. But moving on to the main card, the way that Wiki has this, this card set up, it's like all over the place, because it has Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English, like the first match, right? But then it says the second match is Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton, and, you know, that's a championship match, which we all know isn't going to be the second match on the card. So I'll just do it in order of importance. So I'll say Breezango, taking on a mystery team, to be announced team, which I'm going to assume it's the Ascension. Who do you guys think is going to be the mystery team?
I think it's pretty easy to say that it could be the Ascension. I don't really see, I can't think of many tag teams on the SmackDown roster that could really be, unless they secretly signed a tag team from another promotion that we just don't know about, or they're pairing just a random pairing. But, I mean, the Ascension were already a surprise, a mystery of an opponent, I guess you could say. So I don't see why it wouldn't be the Ascension. And also another thing that I wanted to just put out there. I'm from Pennsylvania. Battleground's gonna be in Philly, and I'm actually gonna be there. So.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yep.
it's funny. It's funny. You're from PA. Battleground is gonna be in Philly, and the message I just received on my phone, or I'm talking to this girl from Philly, so. Weird. That would be like our favorite promotion ever. So, like me and P, like that's ECW. We're like ECW diehards over here. So,
nice.
ECW was the only like independent show that I ever looked at.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Wasn't the WWF or WCW?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they were like, of course, they were East Coast, so. Yeah, but anyways, I think we're all in agreement that the mystery team is going to be the Ascension.
Capital P, got the same pick.
Because it says Breezango versus mystery opponent, which I think is going to be the Ascension, right?
Yeah, and I hope, please, if I could pick anyone to win any match, will be the Ascension.
Yeah, we're actually like, super hardcore Ascension fans. Ascension has been shit upon since like their debut,
yeah,
especially when they got buried by the NWO and DX and every other team they could think of. Wow. Like, yeah, we're big on the Ascension, but the fact that they've been treated like shit is like, you know, like it's hard. But anyways, moving on.
Well, who do we pick for winners? Are we picking Breezango or the mystery team?
Oh, hands down, Breezango.
Breezango.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Breezango as well.
Yeah. All right. So moving on. We have We have the New Day taking on the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos. Who do you have and why?
Well, I have the Usos. I think it's going to be another one of them silly finishes. I don't think they would do the same exact thing as they did at the past pay-per-view, because they got to be a little bit original, I guess you say. But maybe the Usos lose but by disqualification, and then I think that leads to a match at SummerSlam where New Day would eventually win the titles.
I agree. Absolutely agree with that statement. Like I was telling Todd earlier, I don't see the Usos losing it on a B-level pay-per-view such as Battleground. If anything, they're going to lose it on the bigger stage, which is SummerSlam, where the stakes are much higher. And I honestly think it's not just going to be a one-on-one. It'll probably be like a multiple team match, kind of like they had at the 2015 SummerSlam. You know, just like a fatal four-way tag team match or whatever. You know, just put all the fucking teams there, you know, because everybody wants to get a payday. And the Usos would eventually drop it there. It sucks, though, because I was really hoping that American Alpha was going to be a part of that. But, you know, since this year has been the year of the tag team breakups, like, every team left and right. For some reason, Vince, you know, he has a hard-on for that this year. He's breaking everybody up. But, yeah, I definitely agree with what Evan says. I see them dropping it at SummerSlam, whether it's to the New Day or Breezango or some other team. It's yet to be seen because, you know, we'll cross that bridge whenever we get there. But at this stage in the game, yeah, I don't see them losing the titles this Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely agree.
How about you, P?
Nah, I mean, unless, you know, they haven't fucked up, I don't see them losing.
Yep. How about you, Todd?
Well, I definitely agree with what Evan says and what you say. I think it's going to end with the Usos getting a screwy finish, maybe grabbing the tights or something, getting a screwy pinfall that way. It'll still leave the door open for New Day to get another shot, maybe Breezango and, you know, some other team to do some sort of fatal four-way.
All right, so we're all in agreement that the Usos retain?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, so moving on. We have the Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match to determine the number one contender for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship at SummerSlam. So we got Lana taking on Tamina, taking on Natalya, taking on Becky, taking on Todd's favorite superstar ever, Charlotte Flair. Who do you have and why?
You know, Big T's going to hate me, but I got Charlotte.
I think he just dropped his phone.
Actually, I did. It happened at the perfect time. Holy, it slid off my lap.
That's funny.
Almost had a heart attack right now.
Oh man, that's funny. I didn't know what happened, man. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I got Charlotte. I just think it's time for her to get back into the title picture. I'm not the biggest fan of Charlotte either. It's just I feel like the only real threats to win in this match are probably Charlotte or Becky. And if it's not, I doubt it's going to be Tamina. You know, that wouldn't make much sense. And I think Naomi versus Charlotte could be a decent match, because I think Naomi is still pretty underrated, even though she has had a successful run. I think she's very underrated in the ring. So I'm going to pick Charlotte, and I think they're going to have a solid match at SummerSlam. So I don't know who's going to win. I would assume Naomi would retain. I doubt Charlotte would just come in and beat Naomi right away, but you never know.
P, you want to say something? No? Who do you have? Out of the women, the Fatal 5-Way. P's picking Becky. Yeah, I got to agree with Evan, man. I see Charlotte winning. My only gripe
is with this is because they can't do babyface versus babyface. Naomi's like a super babyface, and the fact that right now Charlotte is playing the role of a face, I don't see that lasting for long. Charlotte has to turn heel somewhere down the line. I mean, it is her natural alignment. She is a natural heel. So I can't see her winning and being a babyface. Somebody has to turn. And I think Charlotte is definitely going to turn.
Yeah, Becky would have to turn too, honestly, even if she would win.
Yeah, because Naomi is just, she's too clean cut. However, the fact that there's been this little alliance between Lana and Tamina over these last several weeks, I would not be surprised if we get that upset victory by Tamina. Tamina maybe turning on Lana, because she's been having Lana's back, being like her little bodyguard. Tamina picked up the victory last week, right, in that tag team match with Natalia, Becky, and Charlotte, we were very surprised because Charlotte took the pin last week, and she also took the tap out this week. So Charlotte has been looking kind of weak, which is what that Charlotte might come up with the victory on Sunday. However, if I had to pick, like if I had a second option, it would definitely be Tamina for some reason, just because she's been booked to look strong recently, and just because Vince likes to swerve us from time to time, he might just fucking throw us a curveball like, oops, oh, you thought it was gonna be Charlotte or Becky, and it's actually fucking Tamina. I mean, nobody expected Jinder to be champion, and here we are.
I just don't really see. I don't know if Tamina gets the title shot before Nia Jax does on Raw. Honestly, I just don't see it.
I mean, Lana got a title shot twice.
That's true. That's true.
Before either one of them, so I wouldn't be surprised if they throw Tamina a bone. But yeah, I do agree with what you said. I mean, Nia has been like dying away over there on Raw, but hey. T, who do you pick?
You. I gotta tell you, in all honesty, as much as I'd hate to, I mean, if you really think about it, it all goes to WWE's booking. Charlotte lost tonight. So, I'm throwing up in my mouth here as we speak.
Don't drop your phone again.
I really think Charlotte is going to fucking win this match. It's going to come down to Charlotte and Becky. Charlotte will end up turning heel again to get this win. I think Charlotte is still kind of a heel. Only reason why they turned her face is so she could team with Becky and Naomi to go against Carmella, Tamina, and Natalia, the welcoming committee. That was the only reason why they turned Charlotte face for the amount of time that they did. But now that's all over. So Charlotte's going to go right back to being heel. And plus Charlotte tapped out tonight at Battleground. So yeah, I think the writing is on the wall for that fucking talentless bitch to win, and God, it's gonna be absolutely sickening.
You know what I could honestly see? I could see Charlotte winning at Battleground, and then Naomi and Charlotte having a great match at SummerSlam. And then I could possibly see Charlotte maybe winning at SummerSlam, but then they throw you a curveball and Carmella cashes in and wins the title, and then that could set up possibly like a triple threat at the next SmackDown pay-per-view.
That could work. I could see that happening.
Just a thought.
I could. I definitely agree. Carmella, if they're going to want to do something big with her, I think she's got to cash it in at a big joint level pay-per-view to really get the eyes on her.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. I think, I don't know, obviously Naomi, I don't think it wouldn't do the same if Carmella would have cashed in, at Money in the Bank or at Battleground as it would be at SummerSlam.
Yep, exactly.
All right, you guys ready to move on?
Yep.
Yep.
Now, I said I was going to do this in order of importance, so I don't know what's more important, John Cena versus Rusev or Nakamura versus Corbin.
Wow, yeah, that's a tough one.
I would say Cena Nakamura and Corbin is more important, to be honest with you.
You would say Corbin and Nakamura?
Yeah, I just because I think that, I mean, we've already seen, I mean, Cena versus Rusev so many times that, you know, it's not as old as Randy Orton versus John Cena, but it getting close.
Which is why I say that Nakamura and Corbin is more important than Cena versus Rusev.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen this match far way too many times, so I'm absolutely bored of this. So we'll talk about the Cena, and then we'll do the Nakamura Corbin. All right, so Cena versus Rusev in a flag match. I'll just go out right and say it. Cena's going to win. There's no way in hell Cena's going to lose in a flag match of all things, especially USA. I mean, you have Mr. USA taking on Rusev. Come on now. He's not going to lose. There's no way in hell. Even though it would bring nothing but joy to me if Rusev were to clap on the fucking accolade, break him in half, send his ass to the hospital so he could never come back to Raw or to SmackDown ever again. But that's not going to happen, even though Rusev needs a victory way more than Cena does. But regardless, Cena's going to win.
You know, I really want to pick Rusev here just because I do not like John Cena, and I will be yelling. I will be singing along to his theme song, John Cena Sucks. I can guarantee that. Yeah, you got to, Cena. I can't see them, having John Cena's return match, lose in a flag match of all things. If it was a regular match, I might have given the edge to Rusev just because that could get some heat on Rusev and, really start to build Rusev as like a legitimate star on SmackDown. Yep. But like since it's a flag match, I don't think so.
Yep. Even a regular match, I don't think so. It's John Cena.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you know, I mean, last year, with AJ Styles, I was surprised they had, Styles win at SummerSlam. I wanted Styles to win, so I was very happy, but I was very surprised. They seem to always give John Cena those rubber matches, but, in this case, I can't see Rusev, throwing the Russian flag around, the city, where, the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Well, don't you know, the Cena rule?
The Cena rule?
There's a Cena rule in a few. He might, right?
Yeah, right. Then he'll win the second, and then he always wins the rubber.
The second match could be DQ, could be thrown out. The second one is lopsided. That second one is lopsided, right? Now the third and fourth?
No.
Listen, that man is winning the feud.
Without a doubt.
He's winning the feud, without right? a doubt. He's winning.
Oh, yeah.
With AJ Styles, it was four matches, right?
And always
two,
like four.
Two yeah, or three much. Were singles, one was a tag.
Yeah, and the tag was the one that was all that was I don't even count that tag, to be honest with you.
Oh because no, it counts. It counts.
I don't know. I don't see I just don't know because you know, you had the big cast of Enzo Amore in there and the club in there and everything happening. I mean I guess you could say it does count. Overall, no, I mean, I did, it, to, I'll just say, it did, it, that feud did more for AJ Styles than it did for John Cena. And I think this feud would do more for Rusev than it would for John Cena, but WWE just won't go in that direction.
No. There's no way they'll have the foreign heel defeat the babyface American, even if that babyface American gets booed in every arena he steps foot in.
Well, what happens when Cena faces Mahal? Tank.
If they didn't do it when he came out with a fucking tank in WrestleMania, what, that was like 3 years later now? That was 3 years ago, right?
What are you talking about, Rusev?
Yeah,
WrestleMania 31.
This thing was it, yeah. Nah, not gonna happen.
No, Rusev
will never win it, ever.
So what happens if John Cena faces Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam? Do you think John Cena is going to beat him then?
Without a doubt.
He's going to be 17 times.
I'm not even a big Jinder guy, but that would suck.
Yeah.
Listen, at this stage in the game, as long as the Jinder Orton feud gets wraps up, just wrap that feud up, cuz it's been going on for like 4 months now. I'm tired of seeing them.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that feud. I'm bored.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyways, Cena. Yeah, I Cena Rusev. I got Cena.
Yep, same here.
T.
And with me, I'm going with the third greatest wrestler in the world ever.
Oh, God.
Behind Chris Jericho and HBK Shawn Michaels. Y2J Chris Jericho always be the top, and Shawn Michaels number two. Cena number three.
Oh.
John Cena.
His favorites
win.
Are all Vince's booty goons. Yep. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those
are you talking
booty goons?
Like greatest like wrestlers, like actual in-ring workers here, team?
Guys that look good in tight jeans.
No, I'm talking my favorites of all time. Oh, man. All right. Well, I got to respect it.
It's funny that your favorites just so happen to be Vince's favorite booty goons as well.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe
not,
Roman
so
Chris.
Not so much Chris, because...
No, I hate Roman Reigns. Yeah, same here. And I got to tell you, Cena's going to win. I hope he goes on and beats the shit out of Jinder at SummerSlam. Becomes the 17-time champ, because you know what? 17's my lucky number, and it's like Stevie Nicks sang, Edge of 17, one of my favorite Stevie Nicks songs. My lucky number 17. yeah.
Alright, so, we all have Cena?
Go C-Nation.
Yep.
Alright, moving on. Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. If we don't get a full Nakamura entrance, because it seems like this has been a running gag. We haven't had a full Nakamura entrance for like the last 4 weeks. If we don't get a full Nakamura entrance, we're going to start that hashtag cancel WWE Network again. Or give Nakamura, make Nakamura great again, or some shit like that. Because these motherfuckers are paying money to see this man's entrance. Come on. Like, he always gets attacked, or he always gets cut off, or some bullshit, some shenanigans always happens, and we never see this man's entrance. Are you fucking shitting me, bro? Money to go see this man come out? No? No.
Not okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm not okay with
suck.
That at all. That being said, Nakamura is winning. Bumayeni, or Kinshasa, whatever you want to call it. Kinshasa to the Chrome Dome and the Baron Corbin, because Baron Corbin can afford to take a loss because the man has a briefcase. Explain how it's going to hurt him at all, because the man has the Money in the Bank briefcase. Nakamura better destroy him. I don't want this to be a competition. No, he better destroy him. He better run through his ass, because Corbin is absolutely god-awful. He fucking sucks. I don't see what it is that management sees in him.
Booty. They see booty.
I guess.
Yeah.
I got Knock.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nakamura as well. Only because I think that they need Nakamura to have a win to eventually go into the feud with AJ Styles. And honestly, I don't think AJ Styles or Nakamura, neither one of them in my mind, have to turn heel. I think like their characters, I think it would work. And obviously that'd be a 5-star match at SummerSlam. But, yeah, I think Nakamura definitely needs the momentum headed into that feud, with, in my opinion, the greatest wrestler in WWE and possibly in the United States right now, AJ Styles.
Do you think that they're going to do this at SummerSlam? Nakamura and AJ, I mean?
I really do. I mean, I think Chad Gable could be a possible thing for Styles eventually at SummerSlam.
But I just think that they're so hungry to do AJ Styles versus Nakamura, that they'll do it. Trust me, I think that Nakamura versus Styles should be WrestleMania 34 main event for the WWE title, and not for the United States title. But I just think they'll rush it.
Like I said, I think that match is so big, it don't need a title. Just have them fight.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It doesn't need the title, but that would just be a bonus in my opinion. And I honestly think that Nakamura would be his moment at WrestleMania to win the title. Maybe have AJ win the title from Cena. That would be nice. Sometime in like December or so, Cena goes off for a little bit, and then Nakamura versus Styles at WrestleMania. But like I said, I still think Nakamura vs. Styles is happening at SummerSlam, and that's why I'm going to pick Shinsuke.
Fair enough. T?
All right, I'm going to say, when I pick this apart. Ah, damn it. I'm trying to light my cigarette.
They bring you like this, huh?
Damn it. Alright. When I look at Corbin and Nakamura, it's exactly like you said, Sage. Corbin has the briefcase. His safety net. He doesn't need to win this match. With that being said, I think Nakamura is going to get the victory. He's going to reign supreme. Now, as far as how you guys were talking about AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, when you look at this, AJ Styles and Nakamura, they might do it at SummerSlam. I feel they need to hold off until WrestleMania, and I already booked this and talked about it a couple times on the show. How would you get them there for the WWE title? Very simple. You have Cena beat Mahal for the title. Then at like Survivor Series, Corbin cashes in. Or even in December at TLC or whatever, Corbin cashes in. He beats John Cena for the title. Then AJ Styles and Corbin feud and go into the Royal Rumble. Styles wins at the Royal Rumble, wins the title. Nakamura wins the Royal Rumble. There you go. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, WrestleMania 34. There's your road to WrestleMania.
I said this before, but can you please be signed to the creative team?
Man, I wish. That's why I'm here doing what I'm doing, because I want to get there. I really do. I mean, you could have Styles and Nakamura at SummerSlam if they want, but I feel they should save it to WrestleMania. But if they do it at SummerSlam, don't let it all hang out yet. Just kind of have it be like a little more of a teaser.
Nice, I like that.
You know, then you go that route. Cena wins. Corbin will cash in a few months down the road.
I'm gonna get signed.
Styles gets the title at Rumble. Nakamura wins the Rumble match. There you go. Styles, Nakamura for the title. It's said and done. Your main event. It's so easy to get there. It really is so easy to get there. All the pieces for the puzzle are there.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, but do you think, I just think that if they would do Nakamura versus Styles at SummerSlam, that would basically almost eliminate Nakamura versus Styles at WrestleMania 34 for me, because to me that match can only happen once in the span of a year, maybe once or twice, but the first time is not gonna, the second time is not gonna be the first time. Let's just say that. I think that the moment it would slightly, unless the WWE title was on the line at WrestleMania and they were in the main event, like they were the last match. The SummerSlam match that they would have might actually hurt that WrestleMania moment just a bit.
Yeah. That's why if I was booking this, I would have Styles going through you know, different opponents for the U.S. title. Maybe have him lose it to somebody like, maybe have him lose it to Owens again and have Owens go on with it and have him lose it to someone else. I mean.
Maybe yeah, Shelton Benjamin?
Yeah, when he comes back, that would be a good way to go have Styles and Benjamin, because Benjamin's supposed to come back to SmackDown. Styles, Benjamin. Benjamin goes over, then Styles sits his sight on the bigger title, and that's when you get Styles Nakamura at Mania.
Yeah, and I think Shelton Benjamin could have a lot of good matches with like Chad Gable, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, guys like that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
I don't mean to cut you guys off, but honestly, bro, I don't want to see Nakamura and Styles unless it's at WrestleMania. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I don't care if it's for a title or not. I just don't want to see them go at it if they're not, if it's not at WrestleMania. I don't want to see it. I don't. Prior to both of them coming to WWE, back when they were in New Japan, these guys tore the fucking house down at Wrestle Kingdom in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
And I've seen that match more than once.
They weren't the main event. They didn't close out the show. But, man, people were talking about that match at the end of the show. Yes, of course, the main event, of course, Okada versus Tanahashi, of course. But that match against Nakamura and Styles, it was absolutely fucking, no pun intended, phenomenal. And if they can even do, if they can even have at least a slight like, I don't know, percentage of what they did at that Wrestle Kingdom match at WrestleMania, I guarantee you it'll be the best match on the card.
You know for a fact. If it's gonna be on WrestleMania, they're gonna go all out.
I don't know.
My biggest worry is that they won't get the main event regardless, because Vince is gonna give Roman the main event with Lesnar.
Oh, they're not getting the main event.
Don't question it. You know they're not gonna get it.
You know they're not gonna get it.
As long as Roman is on the main event picture with the title, no, come on, man. It's not gonna happen.
I mean, put it this way. This year, Styles opened up essentially the show.
Yeah.
And his match was still the best match on the card against Shane of all people. So can you imagine a guy of the caliber of Nakamura again?
Both ways.
Guy of the caliber of Nakamura, whether they open the show or close it or whatever, it's still going to be the best match on the card. I tell you that much. But no. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it get thrown away at a SummerSlam. I want to see, you know, 70,000-80,000 people witnessing this on the stage that they deserve to be in. Whether it's this year, whether it's next year, no matter when it is, I don't want to see them at no B-level pay-per-view tearing it down. It doesn't deserve that. Like we were talking about earlier, last year it was Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens, and they topped off their feud at Battleground last year. Yeah, it was a great match, but it was at Battleground, you know? Why couldn't they have a singles match at Mania last year? Why'd it have to be a multi-man ladder match? And then have fucking Zack Ryder go over, only to lose it 24 hours later. Like, be fucking ridiculous. Why didn't you have Sammy versus KO for the IC title? Let them fucking tear the house down like they did at Battleground, but on the grander stage.
Exactly.
WWE doesn't make the best decisions. They don't. They have all these ideas that they can do, all these directions that they can go in to put on the best show and the best card that they can, especially when they have probably the best roster of wrestlers in the history of the company. And I'm talking about wrestlers, not characters, because character-wise, a lot of guys can use some character development. But in terms of in-ring skill, in-ring wrestling, the wrestling is the best that it's ever been. So you're telling me
you know, that you can't utilize guys like Cesaro in a singles match. He has to be relegated to a bullshit-ass tag team. He's always been a fucking tag team wrestler. Like
you got Corbin in the
singles run. Yeah, you got Corbin in the singles run. You got Miz single. Like, yeah. No, dude. You're doing it all wrong. And as much as I would like to see, you know, Styles and Nakamura, I want him to do it at Mania. I don't want him to do it at SummerSlam. But that's just me.
Exactly.
But anyways, you guys want to move on from this?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Speaking of AJ Styles, we have AJ Styles defending his WWE United States Championship against Kevin Owens. Guys, what are your thoughts?
This one's tough. I think that Styles is probably going to win, only because I heard that Owens was a little roughed up, and that I think he'll be off TV for at least a month or so. So I think Styles winning.
Yeah, man, I got to agree. I don't see Styles losing. He just won it. Show and it wasn't televised or whatever. Vince likes to do crazy things at Madison Square Garden. You know? regardless of what we think, I mean, Styles is gonna hold that title. And tonight they actually tease Nakamura Styles might be for the US title. I feel like that's a fucking stab in the gut. Because these two supreme talent, top tier talent, are relegated to a mid card feud. Yet you have guys like fucking boring ass Randy Orton and stale ass Juicer Mahal main eventing. Like, please get the strap off of this guy. Stop this feud, end this feud, and insert Styles and Nakamura picture. But they won't do that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't, do you mind them doing like those sudden title changes at house shows? Because I don't, I think that it creates an excitement for the house show. I think it could get more people, into the building for a house show because they look at it and they're like, oh wow, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that statement. A lot of people are upset. Oh, it's a house show. Dude, it's Madison Square Garden. It's basically the home of WWE. Where they were birthed. I mean, Hogan won his title against the Iron Sheik at a house show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't televised. It's MSG. MSG.
I want that dude that was reigning for 5 years.
Yeah, you know.
He was defending their title in Madison Square Garden for those 5 years.
Who's that?
San
Martino?
Yeah, I think it's San Martino.
Nah, San Martino held that title for like 8 years, bro. Yeah. Undefeated. Yeah. And he lost it against, what was it, Nikita Koloff? Some bullshit like that? I don't know.
Ivan Koloff.
No. Yeah, Ivan Koloff, exactly. See, there we go. So, people can bitch and complain all they want. At the end of the day, it's Madison Square Garden. Yeah. And I've heard before, I think Vince tells the talent or Triple H tells the talent, look, I don't give a fuck if it's a house show. I don't care if it's in front of 5 people. I don't care if it's in front of 500 people, 5,000 people, 50,000 people. If we're in Madison Square Garden, you're going to wrestle like it's a pay-per-view match. That's what the talent has been told in the past. Madison Square Garden, when you're in MSG, you wrestle like it's a fucking pay-per-view match. You wrestle like it's Mania. And because that's their home. That's what WWE views as their home. And I have absolutely no problems with titles being changed at house shows.
You know,
it does give that excitement, like, oh shit, anywhere it can happen. Yeah. You know, and you never know, you can be surprised.
On this Owen thing, I did injured and that he's gonna take some time off, so I do see him losing without a doubt. So yeah, AJ,
And you might not like it, but AJ is the best nigga in the whole roster right now. This is the year of AJ Styles.
I think the year of AJ Styles was last year when he debuted.
Nah, but it still haven't ended. Still going.
2017, bro.
The 2 years of AJ Styles.
Oh, okay. sorry, but in the world right now is Kazuchika Okada, followed by AJ Styles.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
AJ Styles number three, not number one. No.
I still think Styles is the best wrestler on the WWE roster and probably in the United States. Yeah.
WWE, yes. In the world, no. Sorry. Anyways, who do you got and why?
I really have AJ Styles. In this, a lot of it has to do with the points that you guys brought up. But another point is, Owens, you remember how WWE booked stuff. Owens won tonight. He got a pin on the U.S. champ, AJ Styles, tonight. So, it's that same ripple effect with the booking. Owens gets the pin tonight. AJ Styles is getting the pin on Sunday and keeping his title. That's just how it goes. And... you know, that's how WWE always books. I mean, you can go back and hear many of my shows when the opponent gets the win on the champion. What happens? The champion wins. Come the pay-per-view and, you know, vice versa for the opponents too. If they win, then, or if they lose, then they end up winning. I mean, it's the same ripple effect with the booking. That's just what WWE does. And, you know, if I have to pick the greatest wrestler in the world right now today, I honestly gotta go with the cleaner, Kenny Omega.
Yes, sir.
That's the man right there. Even though Okada has that championship, I still think Omega's better. I think Omega is the best pound for pound.
But the fact is that Okada, every match he has, this dude is like 4-star, 5-star matches every single time. So, you know, can't deny I'm not a big Okada fan, but you know, I gotta give respect where respect's due, and the man pumps out 5-star matches like the way he breathes, like it's second nature to him. So, you know.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Check on the best.
Yeah. I just hope that I think this U.S. title match with Styles and Owens is going to be match of the night.
Uh-huh.
I think that'll be the best match on the entire card. I really do. And it's,
I agree.
It's really, it's the co-main event. You know, it's the undercard match, but still you can't deny what type of world-class talent AJ Styles and Kevin Owens are and the matches that they've had in the indies. If they only let them go balls to the wall like they went in the indies before, man, this match could be something special.
Yeah, I mean, even if Owens is banged up, I think Owens is that good and Styles is that good that it shouldn't really hinder it that much.
Yeah, no, I mean, those guys are world-class talent.
Yeah, I agree with you guys, man. Even if he's banged up, he's still going to pump out great matches. I mean, Owens is the man, bro. Owens is the man.
Yeah, I still think he's a top 5 worker in WWE right now. I honestly do.
Yeah, he very well could be.
And I think his character, the way he interacts with fans on Twitter, he's actually the only superstar, WWE superstar that I follow on Twitter because I love his tweets. I think he plays the heel role perfect on Twitter, and it really helps his character.
Oh yeah. Especially when he trolls the fans, you know, and actually is like a true heel.
Yeah, he's a tool bag to some of the fans, but it's awesome because you know that's not really him, but he's taking his character seriously.
Yep. Yeah, which you don't see that with true heels anymore nowadays. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Give me 1 second, fellas. I'm going to go use the bathroom. I'll be right back. You guys can continue discussing the matches. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, with the way the pay-per-view is shaping up, I mean, it's okay. I don't think this pay-per-view is going to stand up to last year's Battleground, though. I think last year's Battleground is going to outdo this year's.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. I think this has the potential to be an above-average pay-per-view. I don't think it's going to be I think Great Balls of Fire was a pretty solid show. I don't think it'll be as good as Great Balls of Fire. I would just wish Great Balls of Fire wasn't named Great Balls of Fire, but literally anything else. But there, I think that it'll be an okay show, but I think it could be an average show. It could be a horrible show. It could be above average show. And I think it really hinges on, the Styles and Owens match. And I think it hinges on, Nakamura versus Corbin and how well received the Punjabi Prison is.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny, you know, last year, you know, Sean, who used to be involved in the show, he was at Battleground in Washington DC. Now this year, someone else who's involved in the show, you, Evan, you're going to Battleground in Philadelphia. I'm sure you're going to try to go to the Royal Rumble in Philly as well.
I'm going to try to get there. Yeah. I'm going to try to get to the Rumble and possibly the Raw after that. So
nice. And you know, it's like, is this your first pay-per-view?
No, this is going to be my second. Actually, my first ever WWE show was a pay-per-view. It was Night of Champions 2009. I'll never forget it. Jeff Hardy beat CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, wow. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was my first ever WWE show and, first pay-per-view. So, I'm very excited to be going back to one.
And I'm going to SmackDown on August 1st, so.
Nice, nice.
That'll be some Battleground fallout.
All right, fellas, so you want to, talk about the main event of the evening?
Let's do it.
So we got, Randy Orton taking on our WWE. Now, hear me out here. WWE World Heavyweight Championship, because as I've stated before, it says it on the fucking belt. World Heavyweight Championship. You can't change it up. Oh, World Champion, WWE Champion. It's World Heavyweight Championship. Says it on the damn belt. They unified the two belts to create the one. So I absolutely hate when the announcers start throwing random ass names.
Yeah, trying to downplay how special that belt is.
Yeah.
Cause if you think about it, that's their main belt.
Yeah, that is the main belt. Universal. Not the Universal Championship. Oh. That's the main belt. But anyways.
And he's
taking on the modern day Maharaja Jinder Mahal in a Punjabi prison match. I can't believe they brought this crappy ass match back. It's probably one of the worst creations of all time. I don't even remember the rules. That's how crappy it is. It's like it has four doors and they open up for like 60 seconds. What? And the only way to escape is to climb the top of the cage. Like, what?
Yeah, why would you open it to climb up?
Why do the doors open? It
still has to climb. Because that's to get out of the first cage. Then when you're on the floor on the outside, you gotta climb the second cage. It's like a double fucking cage. It's weird.
It's asinine.
This is what I hate about the modern cage rules. Because back then, I remember they would have to climb out. Now you see them open the door. Every time a wrestler gets near the door, the ref starts opening it. Like, hey, you can escape through here. Like, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that cage match that the Hardys had against Sheamus and Cesaro. You know how many times they could have been like, yo, you out through the top, I'm out through the door, right? Like, we meet each other outside.
Yeah, that looked bad. That definitely looked staged. And by then I could just tell. Like, common sense. Like, this is what gets me in ladder matches too. Let me ask you something here. If you're in a Money in the Bank ladder match and you have a chance to get that, are you climbing it up slowly?
Hey, those are the ladder match rules, all right?
Pretty much, yeah.
When there's nobody else in the ring and it's just you and the ladder, you climb slow, right?
You've barely been taking bumps.
You've barely been taking bumps. You gotta climb like you just finished running a marathon, right?
Yeah.
Because that gives chance for your opponents to come back in and knock you over. That's the rules.
Not only climb slow, not only climb slow, but when you climb up one rung at a time, each rung that you climb, even if you're a mile away from the title, you still reach for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the only one that I would say he does climb the rungs fast, because I've seen him before, he's done it numerous times, is Ziggler. Ziggler does mm-hmm. run them fast. He does.
Yeah, he does it all the time. He does it every time. He does
like the donkey paddle up the ladder. Donkey paddle. But everybody else, they climb like they just fucking got hit by a train and a bus and a plane at the same time. And they're like climbing one at a time.
Yeah.
And
but anyway.
I'm gonna be ready probably to go on one of my classic rants when it comes to this match. And I know Evan knows what I'm talking about. When I was on Redicus's podcast, you know, we had something called the Big T rant, and I ended up lighting a cigarette, taking it in, and going on a rant. So I'm going to do my best Bray Wyatt impersonation. I'm here.
Oh, boy.
So,
I lit it.
All I have to say is I don't give a shit who wins. Honestly, I really don't. Even though Randy doesn't need it and Jinder isn't doing jack shit with it, I don't care about either of these two characters. Honestly, I really don't. I'm tired of this anti-America gimmick. They have like 8 characters of them all in rotation.
Yep.
Like you got Rusev, you got Jinder, then you had the fucking the Singh brothers. Then you had the Cruiserweight Daivari. Then you had the other guys, the fucking Puerto Rican guys, Primo and Epico. Even though it was Puerto Rico, they were still doing a sort of anti-America gimmick. Like, stop it already. Stop it. Stop it. That gimmick is so passe, so 80s.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about that. Just drop that gimmick. Number one. Number two, drop this feud. Nobody cares about this feud. Nobody's invested in this feud. Nobody cares who wins. And nobody cares about the stipulation of a match.
Nope.
I hope whoever wins, you can move on. Randy Orton doesn't need any more title wins.
Nope.
Neither does Jinder Mahal, because clearly he ain't done shit with this title. Don't put any more titles on him. Don't do any more experiments like this, because we know he's not a main eventer. Why don't you actually book the main eventers to be in the main event, such as AJ Styles, such as Nakamura, such as Kevin Owens, such as Sami Zayn.
Yeah,
you want to have him in the fucking mid-card.
Honestly.
Yep.
Honestly, for everybody, how long do you think Jinder is going to be a main eventer? How long is it going
to
last?
I give it until he loses the title. Then he's right back down, relegated to being nobody.
I think it'll probably be another, like, he'll lose the title, and then it'll be there for like a month, because I think he'll get his rematch and then he'll just lose and slowly fade away.
He'll be like Jack Swagger. They'll just lower him right then and there real fast.
Get away and classify himself as obsolete. That's it. Oh, and now that as well, can we please give these guys their characters? They deserve their characters. Fuck that out and fuck Anthem Sports. Boy. Give my mans their broken characters, please.
Besides, Alberto, they're real.
Yeah.
Especially though.
Yeah, that's...
But anyways, I'll let you guys have free reign on this, because I really don't have anything left to say about this shit. I don't care about Randy either. I just want this feud to be over, and I want that title to go on someone who can actually make it mean something and elevate it, please. That's all.
Well, honestly, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. People are tired of the feud. I'm tired of the feud. All of us here are tired of the feud. I think we all agree. Randy Orton, he's okay. He's not the best anymore. He's not like he used to be. But like that legend killer, that character, like he's not like as good as that, but, I think that, Jinder hasn't been doing that great, and I honestly don't think I would like this match to just end in a draw, and the draw ends up being that the WWE title's taken away from both of them, because I don't think Neither one of them really deserve it. Neither one of them really, in my mind, are good enough to get the title. But eventually, I think Jinder Mahal is going to end up winning with help from the Singh brothers. It's just what heels do. He picked the match for a reason, and that's what I think is going to happen. Only for Mahal to lose the scene.
Well, I got to tell you, this match, the Punjabi Prison, the first two that we saw were not that good. The first one with Big Show and Undertaker, and then the second one with Kali and Batista. None of the matches were really good. I don't think this one's going to be any good, but I think without a doubt, like Evan said, the Singh brothers will interfere somehow. Jinder's going to win the title, retain it. And, hopefully this feud's over. But if I was inserted, now that I've seen them tease Styles and Nakamura tonight, what I would do, if I would be put into creative tomorrow, I'd call an audible. I would have Owens beat Styles. I would have Orton beat Mahal. That way it would set up for Styles and Orton at SummerSlam, and it would get the Styles-Nakamura thing separated. And then still do the thing with Corbin cashing in and end up as Styles end up getting it at that time. Because now it's like I would call it audible to separate those two, but we know that's not going to happen because WWE doesn't think logically.
Remember, thinking logically is not their strong suit.
Yeah, you're right, man. It's their weakest suit that they have. And there's no doubt Jinder Mahal's going to retain the title.
They don't, not only do they not think logically, but they don't think long-term as well. They don't make long-term booking plans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think this whole flag match with Cena winning and waving around the American flag is going to bring out Mahal on SmackDown after Battleground to set up the feud with Cena and Mahal. It's like I could see it all coming. So Mahal's definitely going to win.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Don't you think the interference at all?
Yeah, from the Singh brothers. The Singh brothers are definitely going to interfere. Mahal's not going to win clean. Singh brothers will find their way in that cage to help Mahal.
I mean, this whole faction that they have, if you could even call it a faction, which I don't know why they don't have a name yet, like, the Maharaja Bollywood Boys, or I don't know, some bullshit like that. Like, I don't know why they don't have a name, but be like it sort of reminds me of the Seth Rollins and the J&J security thing. Seth Rollins was this big buff dude, and then he had these two little security guards who were, nothing but jobbers. They were like little gnats getting involved into everything that they do that the champion did. And this is the same thing with Jinder Mahal. It's the same old rehashed bullshit. The only difference is that he has an anti-American gimmick, whereas Seth Rollins just had the authority douchebag gimmick. But it's essentially the same thing. At what point do Shane and Danny Bryan put their foot down and start banning the Bollywood Boys or start, reprimanding them for always getting involved in all of their matches? Now, I understand the Punjabi Prison is supposed to keep the Bollywood Boys out. However, Jinder Mahal was the one who himself picked the stipulation. So wouldn't it be ironic that he loses the title in a stipulation that he himself picked? It'd be kind of ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to come out victorious by hook or crook, whatever the case may be. I honestly really don't care, man. Really don't care. Like I said, move the mid-carders up to the main event, have them feud for the main title, and and let the mid-card find himself. Yeah. I want Ty Dillinger to be in the mid-card, competing for a mid-card title. You know, I want Chad Gable, especially Chad Gable, for that U.S. title in the mid-card. You know, have AJ Styles, have Nakamura, Sami Zayn move up to the main event. You know, it's very simple. It's so simple. I don't understand why they make it more difficult than what it should be. It really is not that difficult to book these guys. It's not.
No, it's really easy, and they just make they make it difficult at every single turn that they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope it's a good show. I mean, as far as predicting on a scale of 1 to 10 what the show could end up being, what do you think? Well, first, did Capital P say who he thinks gonna retain the title?
Who do you pick, P?
Yeah, I think he's gonna retain.
Yeah,
I don't think it's over.
He pretty much agrees with everything that we said, because you can see this from a mile away, yeah. Really.
SmackDown, SummerSlam is right around the corner. It's a both brand thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yep. Or the same boys are gonna come in and, you know, some fuck finish.
Now, here's the thing. The fact that SummerSlam is a dual brand pay-per-view, do you think that after Battleground, whenever Cena is done with this, Rusev feud, cause I don't think it's gonna go on for very much longer. I think it's gonna head to Battleground and it'll end at Battleground. I don't think it'll move on past this. Do you think at SummerSlam, Cena's gonna jump shift over to Raw? Or maybe the Raw after SummerSlam?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Honestly, I think Cena ends up beating Mahal at SummerSlam for the title, so that's why I don't think so.
I see that, but then again, think about, they wouldn't announce that flip-flopping for no reason. So,
that's,
I don't know.
That's true. That's true. They wouldn't say he's a free agent and can go anywhere for no reason.
I think they'll do it for no reason. So, no, he's staying a spot.
I mean, they have a reason for it, and I'm hoping that this is not what it's for. I'm praying to God that it's not for the reason why Cena's free agent, because maybe this will be the only way Vince will take the title off Lesnar before WrestleMania, is if Cena ends up facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 4 for the title, and then Vince wants Cena to put Roman over.
Yeah.
That's the only way. That's the only way. If Lesnar loses the title, even though we don't see it now, if Lesnar loses that title before Mania, I'm calling it. Cena and Roman. Roman's going to beat Cena. And that's Vince's next ace in the hole.
That would, oh man. Can you imagine that crowd? They wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know who to root for. It would just be a bunch of boos.
I think Cena would be cheered. Yeah. Honestly, I really think Cena would be cheered at this point just because Roman is so overly forced and Cena to the point where fans are actually respecting him as a legend now. Cena would be cheered, but they would just spit that back in the fans' face too and have Roman win still because that's how Vince is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what's the deal with Roman Reigns? You gotta turn him straight heel in my line.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
It won't, I know.
That's wishful thinking at this point, my friend.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely get it.
It's 3 years going on 4 years. They have refused to budge with this man. And, you know, it's funny. I've been calling for Reigns to turn for a long time now. Yet, every opportunity that they get, they always turn. They turn anybody else on a whim, but for one reason or the other, they have been so resistant against Reigns. They turn Cesaro and Sheamus just like that. And we all know Cesaro is a natural babyface.
Yep.
The moves that he does in the ring, his whole moveset, his whole persona, the dude is a natural babyface.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't even turned fucking Sami Zayn heel
And Sami Zayn is a natural babyface. He ain't no heel. Well, he's a natural good guy.
Show yeah.
changes like 3 times an
episode. Show changes once every hour. Yeah. Like
show changes sitting on the couch.
Yeah. And he flips alliances the same way that you flip the fucking channel on your TV, man, on your remote control. This dude's always flipping. Now, but the thing is, the point that I'm trying to make is that anybody else, they go and they change him right away, without even thinking about it. But for Reigns, they're so hesitant and they refuse to do it. And you know, with as much time as it's taken place, they're not gonna do it now.
Definitely. I mean, honestly, I think that there's definitely a lot of opportunities, but I think that the greatest, I don't think it's going to happen anymore, because the greatest opportunity for him to turn heel would have been the night after he beat The Undertaker, man. The night after. If you could have took in advantage of that, he could be the hottest heel right now in the business, and possibly in the United States. Even because if you would have taken that and ran with it, him beating The Undertaker and just have him just go off on the fans, that would be something. But I just don't think they missed their biggest opportunity right there.
Dude, they could have even turned him, when was it? When he faced Dean Ambrose at Survivor Series. What was it? The year that Rollins got injured.
Yeah, that was my original pitch, Sage. I think I know what you're remembering. I'll explain it. You could have had Reigns. This would have been the best spot. Reigns turning heel on his brother Ambrose at Survivor Series, right? Winning the title, shaking Triple H's hand, joining the Authority, have Ambrose be the chaser. Put Ambrose in the Royal Rumble at number one, make him go through. Ambrose fights his way through, ends up winning the Rumble, and, you know, there you go. You have the most over babyface in Ambrose against the hottest heel, Roman Reigns, and Ambrose could have beat Reigns and had his WrestleMania moment. You would have had a major babyface in Ambrose, a made star, and Reigns would have been heel. That was their best pitch, the one they could have did it, and they had to stick with Roman being the good guy to face Triple H.
Yeah, and I honestly think they could have turned him heel against Styles, too. I mean, Styles was like that kind of like tweener almost in their feud, but I think they could have turned Roman like full heel.
Yeah, they had so many opportunities, and you know, it's like I said, I'm worried about that whole free agent thing because I've heard rumors through the grapevine. Maybe Lesnar is going to lose the title. Maybe it's going to be Lesnar and Strowman in a singles match at WrestleMania.
Well, this is going to be Lesnar's last WrestleMania, right? His contract's up at this one, ain't it?
His contract's up the day after Mania, yeah. And
really? I think he's going to resign. I don't think he's, he already burned his bridges from, UFC anyways, unless he wants to go the Hollywood route, which I doubt.
Or Bellator.
But here's the whole thing.
Bellator, they did sign
people. Yeah, but he's not going to get paid as much as UFC.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but he likes his money. Lesnar likes his money, so he ain't going to take any less offers.
Here's the whole thing.
I think he would, because he got no other choice. He can't go to UFC. He's banned for like 3 years or 2 years. So I think if it's not WWE, it's definitely going to be Bellator.
I think if it's not WWE, I think he'd be fine with doing nothing, honestly. I really do.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
You don't have to do nothing, bro. He's set for life, bro.
He's one of those people that like to do it.
He made like $6-7 million in that fight against Mark Hunt last year. At 200. He made like $6 million.
After he got fined and they took half of it.
Anyway, Big T, you had a point?
Well, here's the whole thing, too. They made Cena free agent for a reason, and I'm afraid maybe they are going to pull the title off of Lesnar, you know, for that reason. Because Cena's a free agent for a reason. And one thing that worries me, think about it, if Cena wins the title from the Hall, that title technically isn't really SmackDown's title because their titles in the hands of a free agent. Cena can take that title to Raw and defend it if he wants. I'm deathly, deathly afraid, and I pray that Lesnar wins every match that he's in up until Mania, because it'll only get worse. I mean, the Reigns-Lesnar match, yeah, that's bad enough, but think about what we could see if Lesnar loses the title. You have Cena holding SmackDown's title, but he's still a free agent that can go back and forth. If you have Roman with that Universal title, then McMahon's probably going to get a hard-on and get this idea. Roman versus Cena, Universal Champ versus WWE Heavyweight Champ. Winner takes all. And then Roman's going to win and have both fucking titles at the end of Mania. Mm. And beat Cena.
Hell no, I don't see that happening. I do not think that's
going to
happen. Absolutely not.
I'm starting to think Vince is that stupid. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a stupid, asinine idea, but I'm really starting to think that Vince McMahon is that stupid since he discovered that he doesn't need Viagra anymore since Roman Reigns came into the picture. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I could, it's sad to say, but I could see it, honestly. I could definitely see it. But, anyway, guys, I gotta head out. The last thing I'm gonna predict is, you said you're gonna predict like a rating for Battleground. I'm probably gonna go with, probably gonna be a 6 out of 10 for me, probably. It could be a 7, but probably no higher than that. I don't really think it has the firepower to be any higher than a 7. So, yeah, and I'll definitely come on, and if you guys want me, I'll come on and share my experience from that day at Battleground.
Cool.
Hey man, Evan, it was a pleasure meeting you, bro.
Hey man, yeah, it's the same here, man. Pleasure meeting both of you guys.
Yeah man, hopefully you come back on the show in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Big T knows where to find me, so yeah, anytime.
Yeah, Evan, look forward to having you back and have fun at Battleground on Sunday.
All right, thanks, man. We'll do. See you guys.
All right, man.
All right. Yep, you too, guys. See ya.
Bye. All right, bro.
So, what do you predict is going to be the grade for Battleground?
Oh. Honestly, looking at what they have, I mean, Evan was about right, you know, in the ballpark frame. I'm going to go with it could be, but it doesn't mean this is what it's going to be. But I'm holding out hope that they'll give us something solid and then this will turn out to be a 7 out of 10 show.
You're expecting a 7 out of 10 show?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. If I'm going for expecting out of this from their booking standpoint, I'm expecting between 5 or 6, maybe a 6, slightly above average. But like I said, I'm hoping for a 7, so I'll hold out hope that they're going to give us a 7, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, but I think personally, it might end up being like a 7.
It seems like. Yeah, I think it could be a 7 as well. I mean, they gotta try to give us something on the road to SummerSlam. This is SmackDown's last stop, and with them being a little lackluster the past couple of weeks, I think they gotta at least try to pull something above average out of their hat.
Yeah, man. I don't know, bro. I think it'll be a 7 show too. I don't think it's gonna be any better or any lower than that. I think that's gonna be average right there.
Yeah, they're just, they're kind of stuck right now.
You think they're stuck?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can give us much more of a rating with the card that they have.
Yeah, not as long as Jinder Mahal is a champ, bro. As simple as that.
I mean, you would think they could do something. I mean, that Styles Owens match is what's going to be the telltale.
All right, brother, so you want to close this out, man?
Yeah. Yeah, in a minute. I'm just getting back in the house. I mean, Styles and Owens is my biggest expectation. I don't know what your guys' biggest
Styles
expectation
Owens, is. Styles, Owens, and I'm actually looking forward to the Usos and New Day, man. As the, what's it called? The last pay-per-view, was it Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
They had a pretty decent match, man. They had a pretty solid match. I have no complaints. The only problem was that they fucking ended it soon. That was it. The fact that the Usos just walked out, that was the only bad thing about that match. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But definitely Owen Styles, the tag match. And I mean, whether Nakamura's match is good or not, it was probably going to be crappy, but because of Corbin, not because of him.
Yeah.
But maybe.
No,
but,
you know, do the best you can.
You're only as good as your opponent is, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, as your opponent, as good as your opponent is willing to work with you, and you know, I think it's gonna have some issues with the language barrier. You know, even though Nakamura can defend himself, but you know, I think they're gonna have a little bit of a language issue between the two. That's just me, though.
I mean, I could definitely see that. I could. I'm gonna be right back on the laptop here in a second, so.
Color?
Nah,
no,
material?
Okay.
That shit's pretty dumb. That's an ugly ass mask, bro. What the fuck is that? That's the legend, not the legendary shit.
Alright. Well, I'm hoping that everything's going to turn out pretty good and we'll have a decent show. You know, like you said, Sage, the Corbin Nakamura and the Styles Owens, that's really where what this pay-per-view weighs on. To me, the title match doesn't even have an impact on it because it's something that we don't care about, and the match that they're having is a failed concept. So I think they're kind of lost there, but, you know, we'll see what they give us. Let's hope that it's something kind of decent and, you know, I we'll see if it gives us any answers for SummerSlam too, but I think we'll still be in question. SummerSlam is not going to take shape, I think, until probably a couple weeks after Battleground on the SmackDown side. Maybe when I go to SmackDown on August 1st, that'll be like the, when they'll start announcing some big things. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man, definitely we'll see.
You guys ready to close out? Or do you got something else to say?
Only thing I have to say is, let's hope for a good Battleground, man. The build has been sort of mediocre, but you know, I just want Battleground to be done just so we can move on to SummerSlam.
Same here.
They're going to come back home. They're going to be here in New York, well, in Brooklyn. Hopefully we can get fucking tickets. Even if it's in the nosebleeds, I'll go.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
You got a shot.
Yeah, man, definitely, definitely looking forward to Sunday and, let's hope for a good show.
Definitely, bro. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight.
for episode number 72 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. I'll be back tomorrow, possibly tomorrow and Thursday for a couple interviews depending on how things go, but if you get a notification from my channel and I'm on, that means there's going to be a couple interviews and, they'll probably surprise you and they will be good ones. So be on the lookout for that if something happens, tomorrow and Thursday. But, Sage and I, Capital P, will be back with you for the Battleground review either after Battleground on Sunday or possibly, Monday before Raw or maybe Tuesday after SmackDown. You know, we'll definitely get it in. We'll just figure out when. I'll talk to Sage throughout the week. You know, one day this week, maybe, on tomorrow or Thursday and we'll set something up, but we'll definitely be back for the Battleground review. And of course, your usual coverage for Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live reviews and back to news and rumors next week after Battleground. So all kinds of good stuff coming. So I appreciate you guys tuning in with us tonight. Leave your comments on what your predictions are and we'll read them on the air for the Battleground review. Leave those likes and most importantly, subscribe to the channel. And, for Sage and Capital P, I'm Big T. I want to thank Sage, Capital P, and Evan for being here tonight. I'm your host, Big T, and I will see you guys possibly tomorrow and Thursday and definitely for the Battleground review. Enjoy Battleground. I will talk to you soon. Take care. I love you all. Enjoy Battleground this Sunday, and good night, everybody.